James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hello, Fran. Reinhardt Family Feud, you mentioned it. The big winners, Bianca and John, the kids, and it's all mine. This is the headline in the Daily Telegraph with Bianca smiling. Reinhardt Family Feud, daughter Bianca wrests control of $4 billion trust from Gina. Bad economic news, not for the Hancock and Reinhardts, but the economy at large. Economy darkens. Dire warning. Business investment plummets, says the Sydney Morning Herald. The Financial Review. Alarm as business capital expenditure dives. We have in The Age Australia's links to the FIFA crackdown. We'll have more on this in this program shortly. But the failed bid for the 2022 World Cup likely to be investigated. Soccer chief Frank Lowy flies to Switzerland. Questions over Australia's support for Sepp Blatter. The Canberra Times. The mass demolition of more than 1,000 Canberra homes contaminated with Mr. Fluffy asbestos insulation. That's set to begin from next week. Plus big trouble at the Child Support Agency. For years it's been having trouble with its computer system. They can't stop it from spewing out correspondence. One father's letterbox in WA groaned with the weight of 37 letters in one day. He's received thousands of what are called assessment administrative notices since he split up with his ex-wife 5 years ago. The Herald Sun, important story, 12 jihadi brides. Police reveal a dozen young women have fled just from the suburbs of Melbourne to join Islamic State. And a new abuse scandal rocking families South Australia. A foster father who cared for up to 18 children over many years has been charged and denied bail, accused of sexually abusing one of the girls. Remember, South Australia is already holding a royal commission into its state child protection system following many other scandals. And blokes' dream of combining fishing and topless waitresses comes true. What paper do you think this is, Fran?
Let me think. Is it from the Top End?
It is. Darwin Toppy Tours runs a bus taking men around topless clubs. Bosom buddies can now bust a move, says the Northern Territory News.
Oh, please. Thank you very much, James. It's 6:10 on Breakfast.